Hello and welcome to the podcast. This podcast will discuss My Little Pony, Finish Up His Magic, Power Rangers, all of it, and gaming in general. With news, memes, reviews, Power Rangers and Mystic Force hate jokes, because we're allowed to do that. And also this week we'll be burning EA and Konami at the stake, because we're allowed to do that on the show. Right, let's begin with a quick review of Power Rangers RPM, because why not? Well, one, it's one of the best seasons of the entire franchise. And two, because they drive cars and a computer virus has taken over the world. It's essentially, and everywhere is a wasteland apart from a dome city. So it's essentially Mad Max, but it's also the Terminator. Let's begin. Bit of background first. Well, RPM came out in 2009. And was the final Power Rangers season to be produced by Disney, who had produced every season from Ninja Storm up to and including RPM. Haim Saban bought back the rights to the series afterwards. Looking sod. So, RPM, what's the plot then? Well, the computer virus, Vengix, has taken over the world. Finally, it's actually taken this long for a Power Rangers villain to win. Wow. And it's probably one of the greatest Power Rangers villains of all time, alongside Mesagog or Rancic. Yes, I'm making comparisons early, but yeah, why not? Now, Rangers are a pilot, a Scottish guy, because he's Scottish. Why is he a Ranger? Because he's Scottish. Cyborg guy, a member of the Mafia, some spoiled brat, for some reason, who probably... I've read, 2 years... / entitled Parents, but hey, we all gotta have a hobby somewhere. So yeah. So back to RPM. So yeah, and the dome city in question is Corinth, for obvious reasons, because we can, because Disney just have loads of money just in their pocket. They have so much money. I mean, 2009, what did they bring out in 2009? I don't know, Up. Also known as Depression. And other things, so yeah. In other words, Disney had loads of cash just to throw out the window. Considering Disney's last two season 2006 and 7 seasons, Mystic Force and Operation Overdrive, Mystic Force just being Mystic Force and Operation Overdrive having a budget that's more less, say budget as a tin of soup and more stock footage that was asked for, because the producers just wanted a load of money because they want to make a good season. Got killed by Disney, bad for them. So yeah, to put Power Rangers RPM into a quickie, Vengix takes over the world. 5 Rangers, plus Gem and Gemma, who are obviously the spawn of Michael Bay, because they love explosions, join along the gang later. They kill Vengix, and all is good and well. Apart from the fact that the Red Ranger's morpher has a real red spot on the final credits, and the music for the credits being Vengix's palace theme, because they're allowed to do that. And that's RPM in a nutshell. The next few seasons were pretty bad. And now, people, the first part of the main event. The first of today's 2 burnings at the stake. Now, who should we begin with? EA or Konami? Actually, Konami are a lot more evil, so we're going to start with EA, because they're trying to redeem themselves. A bit of backstory on Electronic Arts. Electronic Arts was founded in 1988 by Trip Hawkins, making games for the PC. That's alright. I guess. And then the 90s came along and they had some games. Games like Medal of Honor, The Need for Speed, and John Madden Football, and FIFA International Soccer. Which also kicked off the whole EA Sports thing in the Need for Speed franchise. And then from the 2000s, they went downhill. Really downhill. First in the 2000s... Remember this game, Dante's Inferno? Well, decent God of War clone, but was a pretty terrible advertising. They make fake Christian groups to make the game look like the Antichrist. If you play this game, you're going to hell. I mean, why are they even based on Dante's Inferno anyway? It's one of the biggest black comedy road trips ever. In the 15 flaming hundreds. So who would even want to make a game which is like 460-ish years later? Late. Some people actually. A few people. And I'd like to gear us up for Dante's Purgatoria, which Purgatoria being about purgatory, and the next game book in the Dante trilogy would be Inferno, Purgatoria, and Paradiso, or Hell, Purgatory, and Heaven. Quick literature fact for you people. So, what else are they doing? Oh, let's see then. Remember this thing? The online pass? I mean, this is quite fresh, like 9 years ago. In 2010s, the used game market was considered Satan and all that, and they started to do the online pass, where if you have every new game came with a little code, you could play online, but if you bought it used, more money. You had to pay $10 for that thing, those things. And they were in most EA franchises, including Battlefield, Mass Effect, Dead Space, Need for Speed, and every EA Sports title. But EA realised that they were doing way too many drugs and decided to stop. Thank the Lord. Oh, and then came this thing. No, you want to hear the real to burn them at stake? How many studios they have killed. I mean, EA have loads of studios. They've got DICE, currently they include DICE, Ghost. Three of their main ones are Ghost, DICE, and Ghost, DICE, and Criterion. DICE are most known for the Battlefield series and the Frostbite engine. Criterion are best known for making the franchise Burnout and some Need for Speed games. And also, yeah, we'll get to franchises in a second. And also, Ghost Games, they made some Need for Speed titles. That's it. And they used to have loads, but then they just murdered them all. Bullfrog, who was most known for the theme park and Dungeon Keeper, dead. Visceral Games, best known for Dead Space, dead. Maxis, The Sims, dead. Black Box, Skate / Need for Speed, dead. Pandemic, Star Wars Battlefront, dead. And a lot more. Just dead and rotting. Now the franchise killed. Oh, they killed Theme Park, Dungeon Keeper, Dead Space, kind of. They've already killed Dead Space by killing Visceral. Oh, wow. Also, they've got Star Wars games, which are dying quickly because, really. But what about the franchise that's still surviving? Titanfall, Star Wars, Need for Speed, the sports games. What am I joking? These are things that I'm going to stick around for long. I mean, Respawn already have a pretty big roster ahead of you here, making Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order. And, just for clarity, they just made three Battle Royale games because they could. I'm looking at you, Apex Legends. Okay, that's actually... Next week... Okay, that's a teaser for next week. Apex Legends review. I hope your anus is prepared for spicy memes. Although, now back to EA. Now to the slaughter of EA Studios. And the sport. Now let's go on to the sports games. What am I joking about? The sports games are all horrible. I mean, they actually have loads of licenses. College football, NFL, main soccer. And golf. And NASCAR. Although they killed the golf studio, Headgate Game Studios, and they lost the NASCAR license. In other words, EA are just... Not as evil. They're not really evil. They're moderately evil. Oh, but just you wait till we get to Konami. This is going to be evil. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the one you've all been waiting for, or not. Because Konami are probably going to find this podcast and then put it down for copyright reasons. Because I'm just going to flipping slag them. I'm going to burn them so hard... They're never gonna ever make a game so well ever again. Are you ready? prepare your anus, because we are going in 3, 2, 1. So, what should we start with first about Konami? So many things I can absolutely rip them to pieces about. Oh, I'll start one. Unnecessary reboots. Let's start with Frogger. Yes, Frogger. Game where you get some frogs over the road and the lake. And it being rebooted as a 3D platformer for some reason. Why? And then you got Castlevania Lords of Shadow, a 3D Castlevania game. It's meant to be a reboot, but and it's sold up pretty well. And then you got, oh god, do I have to really talk about this? Bomberman Act Zero. From cutesy looking Bomberman to gritty and edgy Bomberman, where they look so, they look more bland than the blandness suits that are made up this made up Power Rangers 2017, which is completely better than Mystic Force, and that is today's Mystic Force hate joke. Everybody, thank you for watching. All right, psych. I'm not gonna now, but Konami. Well, yeah, they did that. Oh, what else are they doing? Oh yeah, remember? Have you? Well, kids, do you want to work in the game? Did you work in the gaming industry? If yes, did you work at Konami? If yes, you are never getting a job in the gaming industry again. Because Konami will phone up every employee to show their next con is trying to work an ex-con for some reason, calling you an ex-con for some reason, and threatening to sue your company you're trying to work for. Yes, they're that evil. Not even EA would do that. Also, what else? On to a big subject to Konami at the moment, Hideo, building the biggest Konami was ever, Hideo Kojima, tried on a few of his mates who work for Kojima Productions, get health insurance, but were denied, because the guy in the newsroom to Konami. Konami was a bit rigged towards him, because he left. Actually, he was fired. Just more about Kojima, Konami and Kojima later. And now, oh god, do I really have to speak about this thing now? 3 words that nobody ever wanted to hear. Metal Gear Survive. Oh god, we are here at that point. Why are we still doing it here? Yes, they're using the same engine as Metal Gear Solid 5 The Phantom Pain and made it a survival game. What? Why? Oh, do you want to say it's a buggy, online only, filled to the brim with microtransactions? Imagine you mean like loot boxes? No. Battle pass? No. Pay to win grind like it's Battlefront Star Wars Battlefront 2? No. The microtransaction here is your save slot. Sam, want a save slot? Give us $10. Yes. $10 for a save slot. Really, Konami? This is the best you could do? And now, yes, I'm going to go back to Kojima, and more of the war. So Kojima was, well, he was leaving Konami after Metal Gear Solid V The Phantom Pain. So what did Konami? Took it like the great company they were, and did this. Oh, they gave Kojima the boot, ripped the name off the iconic Metal Gear box, which reads, a Hideo Kojima. Now I read from Metal Gear Solid 2 Sons of Liberty, a Hideo Kojima game. It's not a Konami game. It's a Hideo Kojima game. Because, yes, this because Metal Gear Solid is not Konami's. It's Kojima's. And what did Konami do? Well, they ripped off those 4 words I told you earlier, a Hideo Kojima game, took it off Metal Gear Solid 5's box and marketing, like anyone's going to notice that, released the game unfinished, somehow won an award, and then banned Kojima from actually receiving the award. How sodding evil. And this is why everyone hates Konami now. And now, yes. Oh god, I have to speak about this as well. Pachinko games. Konami are making the Japanese equivalent of Vegas slots, and they're just killing every franchise they can. I mean, there's already Castlevania, Whipborn, and Silent Hill slots, and also Contra slots. So, I guess there's no Konami coding this one. So, yeah, and they're trying to drag Metal Gear Solid in. And the bad thing is, it's working for them.
it is actually working out for Konami. In other words, they're making money off it. Dear Lord, we live in this world. And now let's get on to the big stuff. They essentially treat their company, the employees, like prisoners. Ever read or watched the film, the book 1984 by George Orwell, where everyone's monitored by Big Brother? Well, this is like this, but worse. Like, really worse. Well, if you make a mistake, if you screw up at Konami, you get publicly humiliated. And if you're deemed useless, you're moved around the company, or you can even be forced out of gaming in general. Being a security guard, packing pachinko game factories, or janitors. It's like, and to the Scorching Joker, huh? It's like Agatha Trunchbull and Dolores Umbridge put into a giant pot and sacrificed by Mr. Burns on the top of Mount Orwell, where every other employee is as expendable as Sean Bean. Because one does not simply let Sean Bean live, and one will not simply let Konami live, because Konami must die. Apart from Yu-Gi-Oh! Yu-Gi-Oh! Can live. Oh, there's only one good thing about Konami these days, and that's Yu-Gi-Oh! Yes, Yu-Gi-Oh! For some reason. Yes, Yu-Gi-Oh! Is essentially pay to win, but it's a card game, and everyone likes it for some reason. And it's in a mass. And has a lot of deadly competition, which I might speak to you about next week, along with our review of Apex Legends.